love meets me again, I hope it stays, and I hope this time it's genuine. I hope enough na ko sa taong akong higugmaon, and I hope she will feel also satisfied upon having me in her sight. We have a lot of hopes when it comes to love. From the deepest wishes in our hearts, there is a voice there screaming for someone. Someone's name, someone's action. We oftentimes feel the fragrance of their hair, and sometimes they are unknown. We just don't know who they are. Sometimes love will just pick and choose someone and introduce somebody in our life, and we are caught off guard. So it's broad. Love is broad. And we do have thousands of hopes when it comes to love. That even a strand of our hair, dili na tumaihap kung pilabok. But lisod gyud kayo, especially sa pagpangita og saktong tao. Nga usahay, we tend to stick on our beliefs na ang ato ang wishes will come true. It was like wishing to a fairy godmother but na unta hatagan tag saktong taong higugma unta forever and ever and live happily ever after. But in reality, there is a gravity. And we can't defy gravity. There is the practicality in life that we need to consider. And sagpaunin ka sa realidad na boom, this is not a fantasy. This is that. And you need to consider it and accept the fact ngayong ana. So we do have a lot of hopes when it comes to love. Pero sa tanang hopes nga ato ang ma-encounter, only a few ra ang mustay nga tinawag. And even though we admit it or not, pag makakita na ganita sa tao nga itong gihigugma, dili gyud 100% nga standard within ourselves maugyod ang tao nga nasa itong atubangan karon. Sometimes ma-adjust ta in order to fit in sa iyang standard, and dawato na to siya. And ingana ang love. We hope, we adjust, and sometimes we are flexible enough to accept the person. So, sa thousand words that we try to throw just for the hopes of love, there are different possibilities and opportunities. And sometimes wala ta kabalo kung unsa gyud tinuod nga mahitabo, no? Basta kay ga hope lang ta nga unta kong makita na nako ang gugma, unta ka ng gugma nga sakto na pugko para sa iya. And it's not bad, honestly. The more ka mag-hope sa love na it will be good enough for you, it will be smooth enough for you, it's a good mindset and an outlook that you are looking forward sa relationship na imong ma-encounter. If love meets me again, sa kanang a phrase, it suggests a very strong sense of hope, no? Assessing that kind of statement, no? Madunggan mo sa tao an openness and an hope, possibility of experiencing love once more nga unta kani nga time tinuod na. It reflects a willingness to embrace love if it were to come into one's life again, despite any past experiences or challenges nga ilahang naagian. From an emotional and siguro personal perspective, kaning a phrase really evokes a feelings bit of anticipation and longing and vulnerability. Makadungog taan ni if love meets me again. I hope. Yeah, kana a phrase. It speaks for a universal desire ba? Having this connection and companionship. And ato pud gi-acknowledge that love has the power to enrich and fulfill our lives in profound ways. Pero, it is also important pod na ato i-approach ang idea sa love with a sense of mindfulness and self-awareness. Kimao ni kulang kasagara sa ato, ano? We just hope and boom, yan na. While being open to love bitaw, it is beautiful and transformative experience. It is essential to cultivate by a healthy sense of self-love and boundaries. Pero ultimately, whether or not love meets you again, it is uncertain. But remaining open to the possibility of growth, self-discovery, and meaningful connections with others. So it is a strong phrase, bito. Wishing, hoping, and having this outlook na imong i-look forward. Monang, before ka mag welcome og tao sa imong kinabuhi, before ka mag hopes, throwing your thousands of hopes about love, you need also to be prepared in order to have these meaningful connections and prolong it a lifetime. So inga na siya. So before ka mag hope, when hoping for love, it is essential bito to focus on both self-improvement and creating opportunities for meaningful connections. Dapat i-prioritize nimo ang imong kaugalingong well-being o ang imong self-care. Work on self-love. Ayaw dyan nagkalimte. Cultivate a positive self-image and practice self-compassion. Engage sa mga activities na makakahatag niyo magpahilipay and fulfillment. And I want you to clarify what you are looking for in a partner, bitaw. And what values are important to you in a relationship. Okay, having a clear understanding of your desires, makatabang ninimo sa imong choices of actions and also in your decision makings. You can set a clear intention bito and boundaries and scope kung unsa nga klase nga tao imong ipangita. And it is helpful in a way nga mahimo siyang timely bito kay at least kabalo nakakaila na ka. And dali ra nimo ma-assess ang tao. So when you are hoping for love, you must also consider ani set intentions. And you can't just hope for love nga gamay ra imong circle and social friends. You need to expand your world. Expand your social circle. Accept people in your life. Kay the more ka-isolated sa imong self, you can't hope for love kung di ka mo welcome og tao sa imong kinabuhi. So at least open your doors, open your windows, and let anyone and someone knock your door. Doorbell. So ingat to siya. Participate in activities and hobbies bitaw nga mo align sa imong interest. Appeal og mga social groups imong mga barkada pag mangingon sila nga ali laag ta kana. Isa jud na sa rason. Dali ra ka makailag mga tao. You will meet a lot of people and you will learn from them. That's the best thing. When you encounter someone and you talk to them and you share ideas and beliefs and sometimes it contradicts you and have this conflict. you will learn. You will learn. And there is a greater chances nga hoping for love is ma-pursue. Makita nimo. So as much as possible, I want to include this bitaw. When you are hoping for love bitaw, guys, be open and approachable. Kinamong gayuban nga, katulagi, we're talking about isolation. You're hoping for love but you're isolating yourself. You are not approachable, you are not open to other people. So, what's the point? Diba? So if you really want to hope for love, na maabot sa mong kinabuhi, be open and approachable as much as you can. Approach interactions with an open mind bitaw and friendly attitude. Try these small gestures bitaw nga. Try to make an eye contact, smile sa tao, engage in conversation. You know what, guys? What makes me impress sa tao is when I talk to them. And the moment I talk to them, it's kind of sexy to know their ideas bitaw, the way they think, the way they deal with the situation. So yeah, it's the number one thing that isa sa ko ang gina-consider as kana makikila-ila kong tao. And yeah, take initiative. Don't be afraid to take initiative bito. Initiate some conversations, and if feel nimo having fun talking to that person, go ahead, talk to that person. Well, you don't have to worry, God, when it comes to when you are hoping for love. Okay, there will always be a lot of people in this world, around 8 billion na good katao sa kalibutan. And that 8 billion, naadyo'y isa ana, na mo climb up sa mong walls, mo knock sa mong door, and they will ask your hand to stay with them forever. And I'm pretty sure every one of us deserves that kind of person. Regardless of your background, of your social status, or sa imong perception or beliefs nga gitubuhan, we all deserve a love nga palanggaon ta. We all deserve a love nga dili ta magduda. There's no doubt. We deserve a love nga kanang kampante ta sa tao nga atong kauban. Basta kay stay true to yourself above all. Remain true to who you are and what you want in a relationship. Don't ever compromise, guys, promise. Your values are settled for less than you deserve in the pursuit of love. Don't ever settle for less. Mojun yung advice bito to all people around there listening to this podcast. Whether it's you're a guy or you're a girl, don't ever settle for less. Sometimes degrading na ang ilang ginabuhat sa imo, or sometimes inhumane. Inhumane is medyo worse. Pero nga na, don't ever settle for something like you don't deserve. Kay sayang kayo. Sayang kayo mo hang i-build for yourself kung igura day i-disrespect sa ubang tao or gamay ra day ilahang pagtanaw ni mo. You are not really appreciated. So, up until now, I want you to realize before ending and this podcast episode, I want you to realize that you have the right to hope for love, especially if tarong ka nga tao and you are looking for true people, you're looking for true relationship. You have all the right to have a pure love, a love that you really deserve. So reserve all these hopes for love. Tipuka ang tanan nimo mga hope o imong mga wishes sa love. And pag naa na gani isa ka tao mo knock sa imong door, I think that's the sign. That's the sign nga maybe you try to assess ila-ila sa tao. And if it fits on your likings or sa imong mga type, go ahead. Grab the opportunity and love the person. Never let them go. And I think that's all. And God bless your heart.